We are set to start our third game of the day, Meyer Grove and Spring Hill. As Don Heinen, you have some starting lineups for us. Why don't you give them to us?
Yes, I do. Spring Hill will be the visiting team today, and leading off and playing second base will be Eric Terrace, batting second during the catching day, Nathan Terrace. Batting third, the third baseman, Eric Schoenberg. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Jamie Terrace. Batting fifth, the pitcher today will be Anthony Reverman. Batting sixth, playing center field, Owen Meyer. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Reagan Nelson. Batting eighth, the designated hitter today will be Jordan Orbeck. Batting ninth, playing left field, Brent Terrace. And playing first base today will be Jordan Welly. For the Meyer Grove Grovers, leading off playing second base will be Tanner Klopach. Batting second, playing shortstop, Jaron Klopach. Batting third, left fielder, Andrew Welly. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Colton Meyer. Batting fifth, the catcher, Alex Welly. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Tyler Marshall. Designated hitter, batting seventh will be Ryan Umscheid.
There's a relative.
Batting eighth, the right fielder, Anthony Welly. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Jordan Klopach. And the pitcher today will be Jacob Amdek.
He was heard as his dad. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Don. Diane Haskamp has made an appearance here in the press box today. And, of course, she's gathering a crowd, as she normally does. Not flies, a crowd.
A crowd.
And so she ran into a longtime relative, Gary Ottman.
It's
so they're exchanging the Ottman stories.
They're related.
Those two are related. Yes, they are. Diane and Gary are
related.
We're
going to send it right back out to Randy now, who's ready for some more
Region 15. No, they're very quiet, both of them and everything.
But
we're ready to go with baseball here shortly. This is an elimination game between Meyer Grove and Spring Hill, but Diane was over at the Great Northern Theater play, the Adams Family at Ricori High School this afternoon.
Okay.
So Diane likes to take in a lot of the theatrical performances at all the area schools.
Thank you very much,
Adam. That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we're getting set up here, you know, pretty well, Randy. We had an elimination game here today with Meyer Grove and Spring Hill. We had an elimination game with Richmond El Rosa. Richmond come out on top of that one, 6-5. Farming's already there. They beat St. Martin 4-1 last night. Lake Henry defeated New Munich this morning, 7-6. So Lake Henry Farming already made their bid.
See
for the
state. Diane. Yep. Now be careful on those steps. Gary, you might have to be in front of her so she don't fall. All right, Eric. Yep, we'll see you tomorrow at the office, Diane. There you go. Eric Terrace stepping into the batter's box. Boy, when she comes, it's all kinds of chaos.
Yeah.
No, that's right. That's why we have her stay home on weekends. All right, Jacob Imdick on the mound for the Grovers. Jacob gets the start today as he penciled himself into the lineup. And the first pitch hits Eric Terrace, and he'll go to first base.
Watching Jacob Emdick, he's going from the stretch to start the game.
And it'll bring Nathan Terrace to the plate. This elimination game, we've got Lake Henry and Farming, who have moved on. They're going to be part of this year's state tournament. They've, I guess, inked a spot, and we're waiting. Richmond winning today. They eliminated El Rosa, this elimination game now. And the pitch is a ball to Nathan Terrace.
New Munich still alive.
That's right. The Silver Streaks St. Martin also in the mix, yep, for that third and final spot. Big lead by Eric Terrace over at first. He goes. Nathan Terrace tries to bunt it. It is fair. And throwing to first out is Nathan Terrace. 2-3 in the putout. But the home plate umpire, Nathan Terrace, had just about hit him when he was out of the box.
Yeah, I thought so too. He'd have been out, wouldn't he?
That would have been a dead ball. Yes, Eric Terrace would have had to go back to first.
Oh, he wouldn't have been out, but it would have been a dead ball. You're right.
So 2-3 on the putout of Nathan Terrace. One out. And it'll bring Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Eric at third base today for the Chargers. Runner in scoring position for Spring Hill. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Overcast skies here in Richmond this afternoon. That wind blowing from left to right. Every once in a while, it'll blow straight out to center field.
Starting to feel a little better, isn't it, Randy?
It is.
A little bit more air.
Jacob Imdick's pitch, and Schoenberg pops this one up shallow center field. Klopach back on the grass at short. Will make the catch for the out. Two outs.
Working around that hit batter is Jacob Imdick. See if he can get through here. Jamie Terrace, excellent hitter, coming to the plate. So just a question, Randy, with you and Diane. I know I listen once in a while on Afternoon Delight, not too often. You like to talk. She likes to talk. Does anybody ever listen?
Yeah, that we haven't determined yet. We don't have those rating sources. No. So here's Jamie Terrace, long fly ball to right field, underneath it, and making the catch as well. He out in right field, and that'll do it for the Chargers here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on, a half an inning. Spring Hill nothing. Meyer Grove coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind. And we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Randy and Don back with you in Richmond. Half an inning played here. Jacob Imdick, after hitting the first guy, Don, he came back and
absolutely. Cup five balls and
little pop-up and
got himself out of the inning.
You bet. And bottom half of the inning, Meyer Grove will send Tanner Klopach, Jaron Klopach, and Andrew Welly to the plate. Farming shut these guys out yesterday, 5-0. And this is a team, I mean, they won the Stearns County North this year. They scored a lot of runs every game this year, and their bats were shut down yesterday.
Yes, they were. They were. In fact, they were completely. So, yeah, they're a lively team, though, Meyer Grove. You get them going here and be careful.
Exactly.
They got some good speed, some young talent. Force to be reckoned with.
Anthony Riverman finishing his warm-up tosses on the mound.
It's a game that I seen Brad Mergen throw on yesterday. Threw excellent.
He really did.
He spotted his pitches really well. Kept Meyer Grove hitters off stride.
And actually, after the first couple innings, Matt Imdick settled down,
yes,
too, and pitched very well
for him.
He got
a couple runs early off of Matt, and after that, he shut him down.
So Tanner Klopach leads it off. He'll be followed by Jaron Klopach and Andrew Welly here in the first inning for Meyer Grove.
He was 0-for-3 yesterday with a base on balls.
Mention overcast skies. We'll see the hint of sunshine every once in a while as it gets a little brighter. First pitch, a strike from Riverman as he rears up and fires inside and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Big crowd here for this final game. Pitch inside, a ball, and now 2-1.
A lot of people here today.
There really was. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. As it's fouled out of play, and the count. There's another job for Lou's Autobot in Glass and beautiful downtown Farming. Leo and Jolene. Try to get that car over there as soon as possible.
He's going to be a busy man. He's got to get that done in a week's time so we can go after it next week.
Yeah, 2-2 the count, and Klopach swings at the pitch in the dirt. It gets by Nathan Terrace, and Tanner's going to be safe at first as there's a lot of room behind home plate. So the wild pitch.
Strikeout.
And a strikeout. And it'll bring Jaron Klopach to the plate.
Jaron Klopach here, too, 0 for 4, you see. You don't see that too often either with Jaron.
No. No. In on the grass is Shaneberg over at third. And the pitch from Reverman right at the knees, strike one. 0-1 the count. Anthony Reverman sets himself on the mound. And Jaron Klopach bloops this to center field, coming hard and making the catch in center field is Owen Meyer in one out. One out and one on. Andrew Welly to the plate. Andrew in left field this afternoon. Right-handed hitter as he sets himself in the batter's box in a very close stance, and then he steps out into the ball.
Yeah, he has it really feet really close together.
You bet. So interesting, different contrasts. And
isn't it,
you
though?
Look at like a Chad Funk who's just wide, just a spread out stance. And now Welly, Reverman is ready and delivers to him. And the pitch, a strike called, 0-1. One and 0-1 the count. Tanner Klopach will take his lead at first. Actually, when Reverman let the ball go last time, Tanner went back to first. And the pitch on the way, low and 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Anthony Reverman takes some time, looks down at Nathan Terrace, and delivers, and Welly takes inside for a ball, and 2-1. Twins winning this afternoon, 3-0. Devin Smeltzer picks up the win for the Twins.
Trying to keep pace with Cleveland, huh? Cleveland's on a winning.
Yeah, Cleveland. Of course, they were playing the Angels this weekend in a three-game series. They swept the Angels at home. Here's a ground ball to Shaneberg at third. Eric to second for one. The relay to first. In time, says the base umpire, and that'll do it for the Grovers here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. One in the books, Meyer Grove and Spring Hill scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique natural full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Baseball here on KASM. Jacob Imdick going through some warm-up pitches here. He's taking a lot of warm-up pitches. Holy cow.
I don't know. Usually after the first inning, you're usually limit, aren't you?
Yeah. All right, we're ready to go. Top of the second inning, Anthony Reverman, the pitcher, will lead it off. He'll be followed by Owen Meyer and Regan Nelson.
1-for-4 yesterday with a single.
Like Don said, Jacob Imdick works from the stretch, and Reverman a ground ball to third. Up with it and across the diamond is Jordan Klopak and one out. It'll bring Owen Meyer to the plate.
Batting sixth for the Chargers and playing
Owen.
Playing
center field for Spring Hill. He graduated last year from Albany High School. Mm-hmm. And the pitch to Owen Meyer is a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Jacob Imdick delivers, and Meyer takes inside and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Ready on the mound is Jacob Imdick. His pitch, a strike called, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And Owen Meyer lofts it to center field. They are making the catch for the out in center field is Tyler Macho. And two outs. And that'll bring Regan Nelson to the plate. Regan came in yesterday and pinch hit, stayed in the ball game for Spring Hill against.
Good size right-handed hitter here.
Yeah.
Regan Nelson.
First pitch to Regan, a strike called, 0-1. Jordan Orbeck on deck for the Chargers. Regan Nelson will take low for a ball and 1-1. Over at third base, it's Jordan Klopak at second, or at shortstop, Jaron Klopak at second base for the Grovers, Tanner Klopak, and at first base, Colton Meyer. Regan Nelson drives this to right field. Back is Anthony Welly. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Chargers here in the second. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on, 1.5. It's Spring Hill, nothing, and Meyer Grove, nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details. Delivering a crystal clear TV picture, reliable phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds wouldn't be possible without you. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we are grateful for you, our customer, for choosing us as your service provider. As a member of the co-op, the investment you make through subscribing to our technology services makes a bigger impact in our local community than getting your service through a big box provider. People like you make it happen and make our community strong. Thanks for your patronage. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinem back with you. Region 11 seed today. A couple losers bracket games early on. Luxembourg beat Big Lake 3-0 today. Monticello over St. Augusta in Region 11 seed. That's played over in Sartell. 1-0. Monticello beat St. Augusta today. 1-0. So Big Lake, St. Augusta fall by the wayside, and 11C played over in Sartell at St. Cloud Orthopedic Field. Colton Meyer will lead off the second for Meyer Grove, and the first pitch to Colton is a strike and 0-1.
Colton Meyer 1-for-3 yesterday, hit by a pitch, he had a single.
And the pitch low from Anthony Reverman, and the count 1-1. Just really pleasant outside right now.
Yes, it's getting better, isn't it?
Reverman ready. Pitch low for a ball and 2-1. After this ball game, there'll be six teams remaining in Region 15C. Meyer swings and misses. Strike two. 2-2.
With a state berth, and we'll have four teams battling for that third spot yet.
You bet. And we won't have another elimination game until next Saturday. Friday night, we'll have a winner's bracket game between Lake Henry and Farming.
Yes.
There's a ground ball over to the third base coach box. Ben Klopak fields it there. Two balls, two strikes. Been in that third base coach box today with Jacob Imdick on the mound. Two balls, two strikes to Colton Meyer, and he fouls off another one. And the count stays 2-2. Two the count. Ready again, Anthony Reverman. And the pitch, a swing and a miss by Meyer. He's out on strikes.
Anthony Reverman got a good fastball. Changes speeds with that curveball. Keeps it away from the hitters, doesn't he?
He really does, yes. That'll bring Alex Welly to the plate. Alex, the catcher. And the pitch by Reverman. There's a strike and 0-1 to Alex Welly.
Two singles yesterday. Good hitter.
Walls, one strike. Here's a ground ball to second. Eric Terrace bobbles it once, picks it up, throws to Jordan Welly over at first, and a 4-3 putout of Alex Welly. That'll bring Tyler Masha to the plate. Tyler Masha in center field today. Of course, Don, you and I, when we played this Meyer Grove team, not only had Myers, they had a lot of Schneiders.
Tough.
And they were tough back in the day. You bet. There was Dan and Glenn and
Jerry
and, yep.
That's Dave.
Dave Schneider, yep. All of those Schneiders. And then their nephew is up in the box today, and he's doing the public address. And he's a Richmond guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that's the way it works. Yeah.
Tough team all the years.
You bet.
You had Marty Meyer and you had Freddie Meyer. And
yep. There's still Meyers on the team. And
oh, yes.
At the plate, Tyler Musher, the count 3-0.
Paul Meyer, pitcher.
You
Joe
bet.
Meyer, come a little later.
You talked to Joe Meyer a little bit.
Yes.
Now there's some Wellies and there's some Imdicks as Musho takes inside ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Tyler Musho with two outs. It'll bring Ryan Omscheid to the plate.
Batting seven, designated hitter number 14, Ryan Omscheid.
Musho on at first. There's no score. We're in the bottom of the second inning. It's Meyer Grove and Spring Hill today here on KASM. Anthony Reverman works from the stretch, and his pitch, a strike called, 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Reverman sets himself on the mound and comes home.
Nice
pitch.
Is
a little bit low, yes. And 1-1 the count to Ryan Omscheid.
That's a bit low.
Yeah. Of course, you got a Ryan Omscheid on Meyer Grove. There was a Ryan Omscheid on El Rosa. So those two guys share the same name. Thank God there was only one Don Heinen we knew of, right?
That's all there was room for.
That's all there was room for. One ball, one strike. Two outs and one on. Reverman comes home, and a swing and a miss by Omscheid, strike two. 1-2 the count. Ball and two strikes. Ready again is Reverman. His pitch, that's low, knocked down by Nathan Terrison, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Riverman taking some time between pitches as he delivers, and strike three called. Omshide gets caught looking, and that will do it for the Grovers here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Two complete. It's Spring Hill nothing, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Welcome back to Richmond, host of this year's Region 15C tournament with a couple of games played this weekend over in Farming. We'll have one more next weekend.
Yeah, we have had
some awesome weather, haven't we?
It's been perfect for baseball, hasn't it? It's been a little humid, but it's just, that's baseball weather. It's August, for crying out loud. We need this kind of weather. We're going to get our share of cold. It's not that far away anymore, you know. And good time of the year. I love the fall time of the year, and I love being retired, so I don't have to worry about getting up tomorrow morning, but I will anyhow. And besides that, we're going to declare this whole week a holiday week.
Yeah. Jordan Orbeck sends it into right field, way back by the fence, off the top of the fence. Jordan with a long single. That just about left the park as he hit the top of the fence here in Richmond.
That was a Randy Rothstein single that there to right field.
That was high off the fence. Orbeck leads off the third inning for the Chargers.
So I'm not going to do more than I have to this week because we're declaring this week National Randy Rothstein Bobblehead Week.
There you go. I like that declaration.
I might have to go get around to golfing or something.
Don't hurt yourself before Thursday. Right?
Okay, I won't.
Orbeck takes his lead at first. Brent Terrace looks to bunt, puts a beautiful bunt down the first baseline. The throw to first in time. 1-3 on the putout of Jordan Orbeck, of Brent Terrace. Sacrifice perfect.
Very impressed today with the teams, with the sacrifice bunting and the bunting that's going on. It's actually been kind of a clinic on bunting.
You know, and we've had some years where we were frustrated with the bunting.
We just thought it was a complete lost art.
Yeah. But this year, no, it's been awesome. The bunting has been great. Here's Eric Terrace at the plate. Eric Carrot hit by a pitch in his only at-bat today. And Terrace, a ground ball past the diving shortstop into left field. And Jordan Orbeck's going to hold on at third base. So a single for Eric Terrace. Second hit of the ball game for Spring Hill. And it'll bring catcher Nathan Terrace to the plate. Jacob Imdick showing his catcher, Alex Welly, what they want to do with runners at first and third. And Nathan Terrace has Gordy Barton go through some more signs. As Eric Terrace takes a big lead at first, wow. He's got a monster lead. Ooh. Colton Meyer holding him there. Jordan Orbeck at third. Jacob Imdick throw to first, and that's going to get away from Colton Meyer and roll to the fence. Here comes Jordan Orbeck. He's going to score, and it's 1-0 Spring Hill on a throwing error by pitcher Jacob Imdick. So an error on the pitcher. And Eric Terrace now at second. Ready on the mound, Jacob Imdick. His pitch. There's a strike called and 0-1. No balls, one strike.
Speed on at second base there. We can score on a base hit.
Jacob Imdick looks back to second again. Takes a lot of time on the mound, delivers, and Nathan Terrace takes a ball outside and 1-1 now. 1-1 the count. Gordy Barton going through some signs. There's one out, one on. Jacob Imdick ready. And his pitch. That's low for a ball and 2-1. Don and I talked a little bit, I think it was on Friday night, about where the state tournament is this year. It's
Maple Lake. Delano. And also I think the third site is Dassel.
It is. Jacob Imdick ready, the 2-1 pitch, and now he steps off the pitching rubber.
A little bit of a jaunt for state tournament, not too bad. You see a little better an hour away, probably. Delano, it might be a little more.
Delano's a little bit more of a haul. Highway 55, you get it at Maple Lake and Delano. Here's Terrace, a ground ball to short. Klopak has it go under his glove into left field. That will score Eric Terrace and the second error of the inning for the Grovers.
I don't know if he picked his glove up on that or if he took his eye off the ball.
Well, and Eric Terrace is running right by him.
Yes, he was right in front of him.
So if you look at how quick do I have to go to get him at third?
There you got it.
Yeah, that'll bring Eric Schoenberg to the plate. One on, one out yet.
Randy putting his protective device on here, his glove.
And the count 1-0. Well, I got to have this face to look somewhat like the bobblehead on Thursday, Don. One ball, no strikes, the count to Eric Schoenberg. And Jacob Imdick will step off that pitching rubber again. 1-0 the count. Going on the play is Nathan Terrace. Here's a shot down the right field line. That's followed by Eric Schoenberg. Just a long strike, and back to first goes Nathan Terrace. 1-1 the count.
Eric swings a mean bat, doesn't he?
He does.
Left side.
Ball and a strike. Of course, son of Randy, our region commissioner. Family with four Schoenberg boys. There's a couple of them that play yet for Spring Hill. That's both Eric Schoenberg and also Austin Schoenberg, and Austin's not in lineup today. But Sean Schoenberg and Corey Schoenberg played at 1.2. The pitch on the way from Jacob Imdick is high for a ball and 2-1. 2-1 the count.
Randy was a good hitter. Played some games against Randy in my day, and a good hitter.
Two balls, one strike. Harris goes again, and the pitch fouled to the screen. Count now two balls, two strikes to Eric Schoenberg.
Hopefully Randy's listening, because I'm paid him a nice compliment here before he comes up here and counts tickets.
2-2, the count. M-Dick ready. And Schoenberg lofts this one to right center field. That's a base hit. Nathan Terrace will go to third on the play. Big turn by Eric Schoenberg. He'll hang on at first. And the third hit of the inning for the Spring Hill Chargers off of Jacob M-Dick. Two runs in the inning. Still only one out. And Jamie Terrace steps up to the plate. Jamie in his first at bat, a fly ball to right field. Batting here in the third, a three-hit inning so far for Spring Hill. Jacob M-Dick's pitch, and Terrace takes high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. M-Dick ready again. Throw to first, and Schoenberg back safely. We're in the top of the third inning. 2-0 our score. Jacob M-Dick ready. The pitch on the way to Jamie Terrace. Line drive. A couple hops to second. Klopak throws to second for one. The relay to first. Pulling Colton Meyer off the bag. Coming across to score is Nathan Terrace. It's now 3-0. So they get the force out of Eric Schoenberg. 4-6.
Run scores.
Two outs.
Good throw. I think that's double play.
Agreed. Yep. And it'll bring Anthony Reverman, the pitcher, to the plate. Two outs, that runner at first. And the pitch, Reverman fouls this one down the third baseline, and 0-1. So a three-run inning for Spring Hill. That three spot, a huge lead for the Chargers. Ready on the mound. M-Dick pitch fouled at the plate by Anthony Reverman.
Big cut Anthony had at that one.
Yeah, he had his head pulled way out already. Took a big cut.
Muscles stretched out on that one.
And the count at 0-2 to Anthony Reverman. Two outs, one on. Jamie Terrace, the base runner at first. Colton Meyer holds him there. Pitch, and Riverman a shot under the glove of Klopak at third and into a left field. Be the third error of the inning for the Grovers.
Wow.
Jamie Terrace pulls in at second, and here's Owen Meyer. Owen will be the eighth hitter of the inning for the Chargers.
Not really the way the Grovers want to start this game.
Looks like there is some activity down in the bullpen, too. Ben Klopak and also Tyler Hoffman, the draftee, throwing down in that bullpen. But in all, I guess, credit, give some credit to Jacob M-Dick. There's been three errors behind him, too, this inning. Throw out a lot of extra pitches, and Meyer swings at the first pitch, a strike, and 0-1. No balls, one strike. M-Dick ready. That pitch on the way, just a little chopper down the line. Tough play for Jordan Klopak, throwing to first and getting on Meyer by a step, 5-3 on the putout. That'll do it for Spring Hill here in the third. They come up with three runs in the inning on three hits. There was three errors. and two left on base. We played three, or two and a half, actually. It's 3-0. Spring Hill with the lead over Meyer Grove. We're back in a minute.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the teams.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming and Richmond baseball fields, two of our satisfied customers, and the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competitive pricing and services from a local refuse and recycling service company, West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today at 1-800-246-7630.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back in Richmond as we make our way to the bottom of the third inning. A 3-0 Spring Hill lead. Anthony Reverman has some breathing room here on the mound. And he will face the Grovers 8-9-1 hitters, Anthony Welly, Jordan Klopach, and then Tanner Klopach. Umpires for today, behind home plate, it's Patrick
Goldenick,
and on the bases, Lee Gruen. As this one is popped up foul over by first, Jordan Welly looking at it. That's going to be out of play. And 0-1 to Anthony Welly. Well, it's one strike. Anthony Reverman ready. Pitches outside a ball and a 1-1. One ball, one strike to Welly. He'll foul this back and out of play. And the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Jordan Klopach on deck for Meyer Grove. The pitch on the way. And Welly slaps this to first base. Fielding it is Jordan Welly. He'll just step on the bag and one down. The unassisted put out. Going to bring Jordan Klopach to the plate. Jordan's first at bat today. The Grovers just getting through their lineup once, as Spring Hill just about through their lineup twice.
Just not getting real good swings after Anthony Reverman, are they? Just
no.
They're not getting full swings.
Here's a bunt by Jordan Klopach. That is a good one. Down the line. Fielded by Anthony Reverman. And
that's a clothesline.
Oh,
right,
Jordan Welly tries to get the ball, and his arm clotheslines Jordan Klopach right across the neck.
Wow.
Whew. And Klopach didn't even attempt to go to second base there as he laid. That throw was right into the runner. We'll see. Hit. Okay, just a straight out hit for Jordan Klopach. He appears to be okay. But right there again, I mean, Jordan Welly could have broke his arm very easily.
Oh.
Klopach could have broke his neck.
Oh, that's a hard way to get a base hit, isn't it?
Oh. Continues to be a day of collisions at first base. Brings Tanner Klopach, leadoff hitter, to the plate. Tanner takes low for a ball, 1-0. One out, one on. Grovers trying to make something happen here in the third. They trail 3-0. Anthony Reverman on the mound. His pitch coming. Tanner Klopach drills a single to left center field. Big turn by Jordan Klopach. He'll go to third, and ball comes back into the infield, and first and third for Meyer Grove, and still only one out.
There, that was a good piece of hitting by Tanner Klopach. Got the fat part of the bat on that one, drilled at the left center field.
Going to bring Jaron Klopach to the plate. Jaron, a fly ball to center field and his only at bat today. And Anthony Reverman ready to go here. The pitch to Jaron Klopach, grounds it to second. Eric Terrace flips to short for one. The relay to first, not in time, and scoring is Jordan Klopach. So Jaron is safe at first on a fielder's choice. It's now 3-1 as the Grovers score a run, and forced out is Tanner Klopach at second.
That's good hustle by Jaron Klopach. Get that run to score.
So he's at first base now, and to the plate, Andrew Welly, 3-1 our score. At the plate, Andrew Welly bounced into a double play in his first at bat, drives it to center field. This is hit well. Owen Meyer retreating, makes the catch. Very deep center field for the third out here in the third. One run, two hits, no errors, one left on base. Three in the books, it's Spring Hill 3, Meyer Grove 1. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We're back in Richmond, Region 15C, brought to you by our region sponsors, the fine folks over at Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sock Center in Long Prairie, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance of Meyer Grove, Shady's Bar and Grill. Find folks over at Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, New Munich Meats, Dairyland Supply, and Ecker Feed Service. At the plate for the Spring Hill Chargers, Regan Nelson. He leads off the fourth inning. This is a 3-1 ball game in favor of Spring Hill right now over Meyer Grove. Jacob Imdick's pitch to Nelson is low and away, and the count 1-1. 1-1 the count. The pitch from Jacob Imdick is low for a ball. And 2-1. 2-1. Imdick taking some time. Here's Nelson popping this one up right by the first base dugout. Colton Meyer gives chase, and he's going to run out of real estate. And the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Meyer Grove hitting Riverman a little bit the last inning there. They've had a threat going for themselves. Got themselves a little bit back in the ball game here. They can hold Spring Hill down and go back, get them bats going again.
Ground ball by Regan Nelson, and that's going to go off the glove of Klopak at short. And for Jaron Klopak, his second error here today, fourth for the Grovers.
Wow. I see a lot of that at short today, though, haven't you? Second hop playing these guys, and at first hop you're going to be all right. As soon as that second one gets in between you, they're all in trouble.
It will eat you up. Here's Jordan Orbeck. Jordan put a single off the top of the fence out in right field. Jordan Orbeck has been hitting the ball all year for Spring Hill.
He
has had a bunch of home runs for the Chargers.
Big stick in that lineup.
Absolutely. At DH today, he's 1-for-1. And the pitch, and that's going to hit Jordan Orbeck. He'll go to first base. So the second hit batter of the game for Jacob M. Dick. And now Brent Terrace comes to the plate. And Brent Terrace, he had a sacrifice bunt in his first at bat. You'll probably see him sacrifice here.
Jordan's going, hey, I just hit one off the fence. Don't do that.
I know. Terrace to the plate. The corners are in now for Meyer Grove. Nobody out. Two on here in the fourth. Terrace puts down a bunt. Mm. That is foul down the first base line and 0-1.
Laughing at himself. That wasn't what he wanted to do. Looked at the umpire and said, wow, what was that?
Well, it's one strike the count to Brent Terrace. See if Gordy Barton puts it on again. Gordy in the third base coach box. Brandon Welly over in the first base coach box. 0 on the count. Nice bunt by Brent Terrace again down the first base line. Bobbled once by Jacob Imdick. Just gets Brent Terrace by a step as he throws to first to Colton Meyer.
Wow, that was close.
1-3 in the putout.
Tell you what, this grass here, if you can get that bunt that this comes down and stops, got a good chance to reach with the speed they got.
That'll bring leadoff hitter Eric Terrace to the plate with runners at second and third and one out.
Hard guy to double. Well, I guess there's nobody at first here. They sacrifice. I'm sorry.
Eric Terrace so far today, 1-for-1, hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Infield in on the grass. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. This is an elimination game between Spring Hill and Meyer Grove here this evening.
Yeah, they want to cut this runoff, you know, with Meyer Grove getting a run back here. They don't want to give up a run here in the fourth inning.
Top of the fourth. Eric Terrace takes low for a ball. And now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The count. On the mound, Jacob M. Dick ready. His pitch to Terrace, and this is a drive to left field, caught out there in left. Here comes the tag by Regan Nelson. He'll score, and it's now 4-1 Spring Hill on the sacrifice fly by Eric Terrace. That a line drive right to Andrew Welly in left. So two outs, and Jordan Orbeck still at second base. Here comes Nathan Terrace to the plate. Nathan, 0-for-2 today, reached on an error in his last at bat. And the pitch. Terrace pops this one up down the first base line. It's a fair ball. Nobody's going to get to it. It's going to drop. Here comes Orbeck to score. He slides safely, and on to second goes Nathan Terrace. And it's a two-run inning for the Chargers. So that's a double for Nathan Terrace down that line.
Forgot why.
I hand the official ticket to Bob Mueller as we guess the attendance today, Don Heinen and I. Bob will put those under lock and key as Eric Schoenberg follows it to the screen.
I think he knows. No, he shouldn't yet.
And a 1-1 to Eric Schoenberg. The ball's one strike, two runs in. Spring Hill leading Meyer Grove 5-1. Here in the fourth. And Schoenberg a chopper to second. Tanner Klopak up with it over to first. 4-3 on the put out, and that'll do it for the Chargers here in the fourth inning. They come up with two runs on a hit. There was an error and one man left on base. We played 3.5, Spring Hill 5, Meyer Grove 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy, so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you.